You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date on what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. To celebrate our 10-year anniversary, we're taking a look back at some of the biggest stories and our favorite memories. Today, we're going back in time to 2017. Before we continue, we'd like to thank our friends and sponsors at RFME Insurance. RFME is committed to protecting you and your family through some of life's most precious and difficult moments. Whether you're looking for home, health, auto, or life insurance, RFME is here to help. Call 419-524-8411 to learn more. Now our feature story. Richland Source is grateful to be celebrating 10 years of local reporting across North Central Ohio. While other newspapers in Ohio and across the nation have closed their doors during this time, we've embraced the digital era without compromising on quality journalism. If having a trusted, independent news source in your community is important to you, please visit richlandsource.com/members to become a member and support our work. Now let's head back to our fifth year, 2017.
All right, everyone, welcome to 2017, an amazing, amazing year. I'm Adam Fox, Digital Marketing Director here at Source Brand Solutions and Source Media. And with me is...
Kurt Conrad. I am the sports reporter here at Richland Source and Ashland Source. So here we go.
Here's what we're going to walk through, most important stories in different categories, but we're starting with what were some really important stories to the community in 2017.
Right, and like I said, I spend most of my time paying attention to sports in the area, but we're going to delve into a little bit of everything here. So, you know, the year got started off with some pretty significant flooding in downtown Mansfield, and that led to conversations about how to mitigate those issues that are continue to plague the city.
And some of the flood pictures were crazy. I mean, it looked like... you could drive a boat basically downtown.
Yeah, and it's not that's happened around here for years. It's not like that was a 2017 specific problem, but it was brought again to our attention with some heavy rains early in the year, and they're still working on coming up with a plan to kind of resolve those issues.
Another big story was the Rover Pipeline, a $4.2 billion pipeline project going through Ohio. And so, you know, there's people on both sides, you know, worrying about the environmental aspects and have we moved on from certain kind of energies. And then there's the other people who are like, you know, this is the reality of what you need to get things going. And here's an opportunity. I mean, like Hillsdale got a brand new school out of it, right?
Sure.
So a lot of controversy on both sides. You remember the Rover? Did it affect your area at all, your house or anything?
Not so much my house in Mansfield. We have a son who attends Hillsdale High School, and he's going to be moving into a shiny new pre-K through 12 campus in the fall of 23. It's beautiful. It's immaculate, and it wouldn't be standing there if it weren't for the Rover Pipeline. So it's I'm sure there are people who are on both sides of that issue, but it's certainly going to benefit the folks over at Hillsdale.
Yeah, I saw that school. Oh my God, it's pretty amazing. Number three, old GM site. I mean, that's for people locally know, you know, so much infrastructure and manufacturing and things went through Mansfield, and she had this old GM site, and so it was going through what to do with this old site, and, you know, developers and, you know, asking for extensions and really trying to get that site. I think on our April Fool's Day, we talked about the Amish taking it over and building it.
Yeah, I think we're getting closer out there, too. I mean, if you've driven out past that site, the CNG, Charter Next Gen, has got a building at least on the former GM site. It's dwarfed by the size of that space. I mean, you really kind of appreciate how big GM was when you go out there and see the massive CNG building on there that looks like it's tiny compared to the rest of that area out there. But I mean, at least they're making progress out there. They got it pointed in the right direction.
On the, you know, more kind of solutions, what do we live in side? Diversity in schools was a topic that we covered in 2017. about, you know, making sure that the educators represent, I mean, you know, Mansfield Senior, look at the demographics there, for example, you know, the teachers need to represent the students, vice versa. So looking into that, it's tough.
Yeah, and it's still, I mean, you know, that's not an issue that's going away anytime soon. It's going to continue to, you know, evolve, and you know, there's, I think there's some pretty neat things that are being done in Mansfield City now. But, you know, it's something that it needs to be addressed continuously, I guess.
So the infamous baby shower, I was just a stringer in 2017,
right.
But I heard about this baby shower, and there was lines down the road. Were you around? Did you go?
Yeah. You know, I was. That was when we were transitioning, I believe, to the. We formerly were in a building beside the Brickyard down the street here, and we were just moving up the street to this space, the Idea Workspace. And that was one of the big things that kind of launched us, I think. And you know, it's been very important for our organization for a lot of different reasons. That kind of pointed us in the direction of the solutions journalism stuff too, and that's something we've picked up the ball and run with it. So it's that was a big moment for us.
Yeah, Brittany Schock was one of the people behind it,
mm-hmm.
And it was cool. You see the pictures and everything that impact. Another big impactful series was Hunger in the Heartland. And dealing with food insecurity. It's crazy that we have there are so many farms and farmland, there's so much farmland, and we still have food insecurity within our schools, within our economy, and everything like that. So that was a crazy series. Just going through this, as I'm looking at the page, I mean, you have, like, the, you know, firsthand accounts and food banks and volunteering and just all of these different ways that we try to attack it, and then there's still such a I mean, even micro farming. Yeah, that micro farm, which is still going from 2017,
right.
Over there. So that was a really cool series to see what we're doing about that. I mean, I'm looking, there's like 20 stories in this.
Yeah, and we devoted a lot of time during that year to some of these, like, kind of enterprise-y sort of series. You know, we did, you know, some stuff on internet deserts. We did stuff on, you know, the food issues. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is, again, that kind of, is right in our wheelhouse. That's kind of what we do.
Yeah, there was a three-part series on the internet deserts, which is crazy. The Richland County, just with ARPA money, just put some money behind, you know, trying to address those up in Northern County. And then you have six-part series on manufacturing, again, with this kind of GM theme of, you know, what are we, are the, you know, is the youth getting trained? Are there attractive jobs here? All of that. So really some awesome part series on manufacturing and internet deserts. And then there were two new podcasts. Kurt, what can you tell us about these new podcasts that were launched?
Yeah, it was, at the time it was called the Pigskin Podcast. I was kind of the host of that show in its infancy. It kind of evolved into West Forth and Goal. That kind of went away once the pandemic arrived, and for various reasons it has yet to return. The goal is to relaunch this fall. I think we got a good team in place that we can do it now. That kind of was one of the reasons that it went away during the pandemic, is we lost some personnel. But I really feel good about where we are, so we're going to get back into it. And that's, you know, that's right in my wheelhouse, man. I get to sit and talk to high school athletes about high school sports, and I'm right in my element doing that, so I'm looking forward to diving back into it.
Yeah, a lot of people want that to return as well. It's just, you can't get local insight anywhere else,
right,
on
right.
the high school level like that. And then the Open Mic Podcast, local music, which, you know, coincides with Newsroom After Hours, and just like, hey, can we bring in local bands and talk to them?
Right.
Were you ever on the open mic?
I was not, but also a big hit from what I understand. I mean, it was getting some pretty decent traffic from what I remember. The football stuff that we were doing, the high school sports stuff, was, I think, the one that was the only podcast that we launched that was actually sponsored. We were making money off the deal. So it's there's certainly an audience out there for it. It's kind of a niche audience, and I think that goes for open mic as well. But it's certainly something that, you know, if you're looking for that sort of thing, there's only one place you can get it, and that's right here.
That's right. Check out the Newsroom After Hours playlist, too, if you're curious on all the local bands and music. And obviously the Open Mic podcast that that Tom's running now is still going. So AU had a player drafted. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Adam Shaheen was a tight end. He actually, when he went to college in Pennsylvania to be a college basketball player initially. That didn't work out. He missed football. He got to AU. He was considerably smaller than he was when he left AU to play for the Chicago Bears. Adam, it's kind of been a star-crossed NFL career. He's dealt with some injuries. He was drafted by Chicago. I think most recently he was in Miami with the Dolphins. Haven't caught up with him recently. I think he's still in the league. Certainly some you know, excitement generated here recently because Ashland has another guy who just signed, Michael Ayers. He signed as a priority rookie free agent. He didn't get drafted. So even after the draft, NFL teams have to fill out 90-man rosters, and they're always looking for guys. And there's always those guys who, you know, for whatever the reason, slipped through the cracks and didn't get drafted and still, you know, catch on, hang around in the league. And I think Michael can probably be one of those guys, but Adam wasn't the first. I've covered quite a few AU guys who ended up playing in the NFL, but he was, you know, part of that pipeline. So it's an exciting time over for Ashland University football.
Yeah, for sure, that program. 2017 was also the election year of Matt Miller, the current mayor of Ashland, and going against Sandra, and it was a big deal, but no one was going to know, like, how Matt Miller was going to do, you know?
Sure.
But his approval rating is pretty high in that town.
Yeah, he certainly is an advocate for that community. I don't think you could ask for a better person to be in that job. I graduated from Hillsdale High School. Matt also is a Hillsdale graduate a few years behind me. We were never in school together. I've known him for years. He's always had this has always been his career path. He's always been a politician. I mean, I don't have a real close look at it because I don't live in the community, but from an outsider's perspective looking in, I don't think that Ashland could ask for a better cheerleader than that.
Yeah, right. Cheerleader is a perfect name. All right, so now on to some kind of virally more trendy type of things that were happening in 2017 as it kind of relates to our newsroom and bigger picture things. Sylvester Stallone was in town, filmed a new movie, and I'm pretty sure our president Jay was in it. Wasn't he like a real estate agent in that movie?
I believe he was. I can't, the title escapes me right now.
It's like Escape Plan 3
right,
or something.
Right, right. Yeah, it was shot out at OSR, out at the Reformatory. Actually, that summer, they were using IdeaWorks space to the business end of it. Like, they had the director of the movie was in here every day, and I think some of the producers were in here every day. So it was kind of fun to get a kind of an insider look at how that whole process works. It's kind of an inside baseball thing, but there's more to it than just the director saying action and then shooting the movie out there. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and we got a pretty good look at it here at the building.
Then we had an Ontario man was on America's Got Talent, and we're actually trending in that way currently because those Lexington young women are advancing in their own reality show now in 2023. And we met the mermaid Tammy Baker, this real life mermaid, and it was like one of our biggest, if not still the biggest.
Yeah, it still might be the most viewed story or, you know, any video that we've done. It's still drawing in some attention.
She's just like at the Y, but she's totally in full, you know, mermaid gear, just like swimming around and answering like interview questions, like straight, like a real, you know, interview.
Right. Great.
Some other kind of on the weird side, cows walking through woodland. So woodland's like, you know, kind of a nicer area, Mansfield. And I don't, you know, the cows obviously got loose. Do you remember those pictures of the?
Yeah, you could see them walking across the neighborhood back there. I don't live far from there, actually. I was not in the neighborhood on the day it happened. But yeah, I mean, that's just one of those quirky things that, you know, a lot of people like to read kind of those goofy stories like that.
Yeah, and the chicken gate, which again, I was, you know, just coming onto the scene in 2017. Kind of getting refreshed with Mansfield as a whole, and there was just so much controversy on chickens, and I couldn't really figure it out. But I guess I get it. You know, they're messy, and can, if you have a rooster, there's, so the other side of that is, like, you know, humans have land and should be allowed. You know, I don't
right.
know. But the legislation failed on it, so
right.
you don't have to worry about it. So then, in terms of, you know, so it's 2017, now we're in 2023. Some things that we kind of covered that we could, you know, give you some updates on Cade Stover, for example. What's currently happening with Cade?
Yeah, Cade, for those of you who don't remember, Cade was a Lexington High School graduate. He was Ohio's Mr. Football his senior year. I think that what really drew people's attention in 2017 was, I think, Urban Meyer had stopped by at Lexington to check on him. Cade has since, he committed to Ohio State. He is, as a defensive player, he's changed positions a couple of different times. He finally found a home at tight end last year. That's where he is now. And you know what's neat about these things is, you know, we kind of get in on the ground floor. I mean, a lot of people know Cade Stover as this guy who plays for Ohio State for me, and that's one of the cool things about my job. I think I interviewed Cade for the first time when he was 15 years old, so I've known him for a lot of years, and it kind of extends beyond sports writer, sports figure relationship. You know, as he's a kid that I like to I check in with every once in a while just to see how he's doing, and it's kind of fun to keep an eye on those guys. And I suspect he's going to have a real good year for the Buckeyes again this year. He got kind of nicked up in the national semifinal game last year against Georgia and had to leave that game early. I saw him not long after that and talked to him, and I don't think I'm sharing any government secrets when I say he wasn't moving around real well. He was pretty sore and a little beat up after that game, but since then everything is progressing in the right direction, and he's headed back to Ohio State this fall.
So along that line of you following these athletes, in 2017 you wrote a story about Madison freshman Taylor Huff scores four goals in her varsity debut. So you got this little freshman, and obviously there's talent, but there's something about her that you're like, this is different.
Yeah.
So tell us about that and then her trajectory from 2017 to now.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't know, Taylor Huff is a Madison High School product, very talented women's soccer player, playing at, oh boy, she just transferred here recently. She was at Tennessee. I think it's Florida State. But yeah, as a freshman, she came in, and there was always a little bit of buzz about Taylor. There, you know, the people in the community said, oh, you know, Madison's got a good one coming. She might not even ever play a minute of high school soccer because she's plugged into her club team. And, you know, I guess, you know, I don't follow it real closely, Adam. You probably have a better feel for that. But that's kind of the better path, or not better, but it's certainly the more traveled path to get to a high-level program is, you know, the club season is every bit, if not more important than high school soccer. And there was some talk that she might not even play high school soccer. She was just going to focus on the club stuff. She decided to play her freshman year because her older sister was a senior. Scored four goals in her opener against Clear Fork. I think Madison made it to the state semifinals that year. And then, you know, of course, that was a really talented senior group, plus they had a very good group of freshmen. Those freshmen eventually, you know, with Taylor leading the way, eventually worked their way up and won a state championship. And now she's part of she's plugged into the, you know, the U.S. national team. She's like basically playing AAA for the U.S. national team, if I understand it correctly. Yep. She's on the U-23s, which is there's only one place to go after you're on the U-23 team.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see her playing on the national team sooner than later.
Yeah, could you imagine? That'd be awesome. In Ashland, yeah, it was great covering that state championship game too. So we'll and in 2022, we'll keep you posted on Huff. Shines Theater in Ashland. So if you're an Ashlandite, you spent many a time in middle school desperately trying to get somebody to go to the movies with you, and then you would go to the movies on Center Street there and walk over to Taco Bell, and that was the extent of the glories of your life. But then it's been shut down for a while now, almost close to two decades,
right,
with deterioration and everything. And now it's back. It actually opened this past weekend.
Right. I've heard some buzz about that here just over the weekend.
May 2023. So that's pretty awesome. And there's a couple other, you know, sports things that were significant. Uniontown, a brewery opened in Ashland, which I think 25 years ago, if you would have said there was going to be a brewery in Ashland, everyone would have lost their minds. I don't know if you want to say anything about Shelby's Armstrong real quick.
Yeah, Brennan Armstrong was another local kid who a star in the making in 2017. He eventually, I think he committed first to Minnesota. That didn't work. He decommitted and then committed to Virginia. Spent several years there, had a really, really good junior year. It's all got confused with the COVID year that all these guys are getting. Like you got guys who can play 6 or 7 years of college football at this point. Anyhow, Brennan had a really good start to his career at Virginia. Things kind of came off the rails a little bit when they had a coaching change and changed offensive philosophies. Brennan has since entered the transfer portal and found a home at, I believe, Virginia Tech. So it'll be kind of fun to see if he can regain that form that made him, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the class. There was some talk about him coming out early to go to the NFL. He went back to college. That's when the coaching change happened. Things kind of didn't work out. So it'll be fun to see if he can regain that form that had so much buzz a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm curious myself. That's tough, man. You put so much pressure on, like, kids. I mean, like, literally under 18 when they're, like, being recruited, sure, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, hope it works out. All right, we're wrapping up here with 2017. The rest of the world, right? So President Trump was beginning his first term back. Yeah, it seems like insane that it was that long ago. Right. And then, you know, you had stuff, movement on the animal side. Both Kurt and I are vegetarian, so you got to deal with that if you're listening. Sorry. they said no more orcas in SeaWorld. Something about a whole giant ocean and then moving them into, like, you know, a petri dish. And then circuses, too. They were like, you know what? We're going to not let you torture animals anymore. I know it's messed up. But eat what you want. You know, I say veal it up all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care what you do. That's the difference, you know. All right. So 2017. Anything else that you want to add, Kurt? This has been a great session with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to kind of reminisce about the... I'm certainly not in the league of our editor, Larry Phillips, but I'm kind of a history buff myself, so it's always kind of fun to look back on that stuff and see, remember what you were doing and all that.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was 2017. I was just, like I said, I was just stringing here, getting a sense of the brand, and all of these big things were happening, and you could tell it was a jumping off point in terms of what, you know, you can say, oh yeah, your local journalism and solutions and we care, blah, 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 but when you're putting on baby showers and you're covering and you're asking about where, you know, do we have an environment set up for young people that aren't going to go to college, and what is the state of our industrial, and all of these things that actually make, you know, nobody likes to talk about trash, but, you know, you do, like Hunnell did years later, a series on trash. It impacts your community. So right. It was cool to look back on the impacts of source media on this community, on these communities.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe. I mean, I got in on the ground level. I mean, I started here in 2013, right when we were launching as a, I mean, that first year I was just kind of a part-timer writing sports stories, and I came on full-time the following year, and it's... you know, you never know. It's always an adventure, and it's been certainly an enjoyable adventure here at Richland Source.
Yeah, and thanks for listening. Thanks for the readers, or else this would all be a moot point, right? Wouldn't even exist. So for Kurt Conrad, I am Adam Fox. Thank you, and remember, you cannot lose them all.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow as we continue to hear from the team on some of the biggest moments throughout our 10 years. Next, want to stay up to date on all local sports? Sign up for our sports newsletter today. Just click the link in our show notes to subscribe.
Hi everyone, I'm Kurt Conrad. I've been the local sports reporter here at Richland Source since 2013 and have been covering high school sports in North Central Ohio since 1996. Subscribe to my weekly sports newsletter for the latest stories and insights from me and the rest of the Richland Source sports team, delivered directly to your email inbox each week. Check the link in the show notes to subscribe or go to richlandsource.com/sports.
Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Kevin Owens. Kevin was born in Mansfield in 1956. He was employed as a delivery driver for UPS and enjoyed fishing and restoring classic cars and hot rods. Kevin was an avid race car fan and shared this bond with his son Rocky as they built their race car team together for the past 30 years. Kevin is survived by his wife of 45 years, Pamela, his son Rocky, and two grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Kevin's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.